the supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace to all of you who are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is the Shia of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Inna fil jannati nahran laban. Inna fil jannati nahran.
Today, Wednesday, is the 23rd of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Holy Quran and we'll listen to verse 24 of chapter Sajda and then the important points of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Waja'alna minhum a'immatan yahduna bi'amrina lamma sabaru وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون.
And we made from among them leaders, guiding by our command, when they were patient, when they were certain of our signs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The appointment of divine leaders is among the right of Allah. Certainty and patience with perseverance are two necessary conditions for leadership. A leader must have certainty in the aim, and he must have patience and perseverance until the last moment. Therefore, this verse points to be honors that the children of Israel, Bani Israel, obtained under the shade of perseverance and faith in order that it can be a lesson for others.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
Who are the Shia? The Prophet said, by the one who holds my soul in his hand, this man, Imam Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and his Shias will indeed be the successful ones on the Day of Judgment. It has been narrated by one of the companions of the Prophet of Islam. He said, the Prophet of Allah was with me when his daughter Lady Fatima came to greet him with her husband Ali. The Prophet of Allah raised his head and said, be happy, Ali, you and your Shia will be in paradise. The Prophet Muhammad himself was in fact the first person to use the term Shia. And what's more is that he always used the term in reference to Imam Ali. After the Prophet passed away, those who were loyal to Imam Ali were also known as the Shia.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated, كَذَبَ مَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مِنْ شِعَتِنَا وَهُوَ مُتَمَسِّكٌ بِعُرْوَةِ غَيْرِنَا. Certainly, he's a liar who says that, who claims to be one of our Shi'is while he clings to other people or other trends, moral or intellectual trends. It indicates that those people who regarded themselves as people or followers of the Ahl al-Bayt, they are expected to follow the line of the Ahl al-Bayt, not only in terms of religious practices or, for example, performing rituals, rather in all aspects, Shi'is are expected to follow the lines of the Ahl al-Bayt. And elsewhere, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated, نحن والله نعمة الله التي أنعم بها على عباده وبنا فاز من فاز. By God, we are the divine grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon people. And nobody attains any victory save through us. Now, we find that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam elsewhere indicated, لَيْسَ مِنْ شِيعَتِنَا مَنْ قَالَ بِاللِّسَانِ وَخَالَفَنَا فِي أَعْمَالِنَا وَآثَارِنَا وَلَكِنْ شِيعَتِنَا مَنْ وَافَقَنَا بِلِسَانِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَاتَّبَعَ آثَارَنَا وَعَمَلَ بِأَعْمَالِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ شِيعَتُنَا. Anybody who merely says that he is one of our Shi'is, however, he does other things or he does jobs that are not approved by us, we the Ahl al-Bayt, we never do them. These people cannot claim to be our Shi'is. However, our Shi'is are those people who accept whatever we say, both in words and in his heart, his mind. And at the same time, he follows our footstep and does whatever we do. Certainly, they are our Shi'is.
special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The characteristics of a true Shia. What's that? The Shia is one who is tested through his wealth. How much of it does he keep aside for the help of others? In our present time, we are faced with many difficulties. For example, unemployment, which is the real root of all other forms of corruption, such as addiction to drugs, theft, robbery, and prostitution. Or problems with the youth getting married, difficulties for people finding affordable housing, difficulties in going for further education. Our society consists of people who claim to be Shia, however we see excessive amounts of wealth being wasted on useless things. Yet some people in the society do not even have the basic necessities of life. Therefore, the characteristics of the Shia must also be kept in view, and we must remember that we cannot only concentrate on the status and rewards that are promised to the Shia. Rather, we need to implement these characteristics within ourselves. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Today's life lesson starts with a question: what about the soul's food? Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, said, "I wonder about those who think about their body's food, but do not think about their soul's food. They keep undesirable food away from their belly, but filled up their heart with destructive subjects. Our people are usually quite careful with their food and do not start eating unless they know what it is. They avoid anything that looks doubtful, and some go to great length to ensure that the body receives good, clean, and healthy diet, to great lengths. Yet when it comes to the food for the soul, these same individuals will throw cautions to the winds. With eyes closed, unaware of the reality, they would have no hesitation in pouring down any mental food into their soul."
In my school of thought, I am proud that Allah chooses me my leader. Because my leaders, I trust them 100%. And I can only trust someone 100% if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses them for me. I am a Shia because those who have wilaya and guardianship from Allah are those who the Quran makes a reference to. I want everyone here to memorize this verse. 5:55. If anyone asks you, why are you Shia? Tell them it's because of 5:55. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 55. Allah tells you who your guardians are. Innama. Innama in Arabic is adatu hasran. It's a restrictive phrase which means only. Innama waliyukum Allah. Allah is your guardian. You follow Allah unconditionally. Who else? Wa rasuluhu. And his messenger, he's your guardian in all matters, religion, world, everything. Rasulullah is your guide and guardian. And who's the third one? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe. Ya Quran, tell me, who are those believers who believe? It can apply to anyone who is a believer. No, the Quran gives you specific descriptions. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. They are those who gave the zakat and the state of ruku'. And when you analyze history, this happened with Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, when he extended his hand to give that act of charity to the poor person. The imam was in nafila prayer, in mustahab prayer. The man came. He didn't want to be delayed. Please give me something. The imam just extended his hand and he gave him his ring. He is my imam who has that guardianship. That's why I'm a Shia. I'm a Shia because at Ghadir, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi declared to the world who the wali is. Right? Didn't he say, Man kuntu mawlah fahada aliyun mawlah? Now other Muslims, you know what they say here? They say, yeah, the Prophet meant Ali is a friend. Because one of the meanings of Mawla is friend. You know what I would say to that? I say two quick things here. I would say Rasulullah is going to strand 120,000 companions in the hot desert under the sun. And the poor companions, they just finished their Hajjat al-Wada' with the Prophet. People are tired after your Hajj. What do you want to do? Who's gone to Hajj here? What do you want to do right after Hajj? You just want to go home. You want to go to your family. You want to rest. The Prophet strands them 3 days in the desert just so he can tell them, Ali is my friend. What logic are you going by? Secondly, fine, I accept that the Prophet was just saying he's his friend. If Rasulullah, the messenger of God, the greatest creation of God, strands 120,000 people in the desert, they're tired, they want to go home, just to tell them Ali is my friend, then believe me, no one other than Ali deserves to be followed after Rasulullah. If the Prophet is so sensitive, he's so sensitive about Ali, he tells the world he's my friend and he'll strand 100,000 companions. You better know who Ali ibn Abi Talib is. You better follow Ali ibn Abi Talib after the Prophet. If it's just about friendship, the Prophet goes to this great measure. What about guardianship? What about wilaya? What about khilafah? Even their interpretation, believe me, proves that I am on the right path in following Ali ibn Abi Talib. And who can you follow? Who can you find better than Ali ibn Abi Talib?
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we will speak more about this interesting topic, and that is, who is a true Shia? Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So may Allah bless all of you, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for Thought.
Salam. And we start the day by contemplating upon a valuable piece of advice from the Prophet's infallible successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him. Three characteristics bring about hatred, that is, hypocrisy, oppression, and self-conceit. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith and a narration which has been transmitted from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And this tradition is about the etiquettes of journeying and traveling. This tradition is actually a hadith which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates from the sage Luqman, who has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Of course, he is not a prophet, but he is considered a friend of God, one of the awliya, and also one of the wise people. He's known as Luqman al-Hakim. The Quran quotes him and the advice that he gave his son. So in this tradition, the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Luqman said the following to his son. Right, so this is part of the advice that Luqman gave to his son, but it hasn't been narrated in the Quran. Luqman said, "When you travel in the company of people, consult with them frequently about each of your affairs." So you say you're going on a journey with a group of people, your friends or your family, right? Consult with them. Let's say that you stop, to rest. And you want to go get something to eat for, the people traveling, right? Yeah, at least ask them about what they want or what would be best for them. Don't just go and make a decision yourself, right? Consult with them because you're traveling with them. They're important. It's important to consult with them before you make a decision about the journey. Then Luqman said, make them smile often. Make them smile often, meaning be jovial with them, joke with them, make them smile, be happy with them, be kind to them and make them happy. and be generous in sharing your provisions with them. Let's say that you brought something, one of your favorite snacks that you like, you know, and you're on the journey. But don't go over there in the corner and eat it yourself. You know, share what you have with them. When they call you, answer them, right? They need you and they call you. Hey, come over here. We need you. Need your help with something, you know, to change the tire of the car that's got flat. Go over there and help them and answer them. And when they ask you for help, assist them. Try to outdo them in three things, right? Try to outdo them in three things. Long periods of silence, right? Don't just go on rambling and talking, right? If they're being silent, be quiet as well. Maybe they need to rest and they want some peace of mind. You should also be silent as well. And abundance of prayer. An abundance of prayer, if it's time for namaz, it's time for salat, everybody stops to make salat, right? You also make salat and try to outdo them in making salat. And open-handedness with them, with whatever you possess of riding animal, wealth, or food, right? Let's say that it's you're trying to come to a decision about whose car to take to go on the journey, right? Try to, be first to offer your car, as a means of the journey, or wealth. If you want to pool your money together to go on the journey, try to be more generous than them, pool more money than you had with them, or food, or whatever other provision that's necessary for the journey. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of journey in the advice that Luqman gave to his son in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters all over the world. As you're hearing us, first and foremost, I really thank Allah Almighty that we are back with another session of let's recite the Quran Kareem, right? Yes. So these sessions are a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooooperation with Sevier International Schools Networks and also the students of Sevier School. So I'm really happy. I really thank you on behalf of all the students who are here. And we really thank you for joining us and being with us again. So, inshallah, in this session, we're going to learn a very, very important rule about how to fluently read the Quran Kareem. But before we go and learn the new rules, let's just have a quick review of our previous session, okay? So, Minhal Hussain, this example, please. Listen to this example. Fisqun al-yawma. How do you do it?
Fisqunil yawma.
Oh, that's great. Fisqunil yawma. Fisqunil yawma. So remember that we are talking about tanween plus a word starting with hamzatul wasl. Do not Don't be confused, okay, with like when we have tanween, then we have waw. There is another rule. Inshallah, in tajweed, you will learn. We have tanween, then we have ya. There is another rule. We have tanween, there is fa. There is another rule. Hamzatul was. Tanween plus Hamzatul was. When tanween approaches Hamzatul wasl. Okay, Muhammad Yahya, next example. Bizinatin al kawakibi.
Bizinatin
al kawakibi.
Bizinatin.
Ah, the tanween kasra. Bizinatin.
Bizinatin al
kawakibi. Bizinatin al kawakibi. Because we have no tanween, it's no sakin. The next sakin letter, two sakin letters. Again, iltaqaw sakinatain. The meaning of two sakin letters. Hurrik bil kasra. Here you use it, okay? So the main, I mean, case that we use, like this general rule is when we have tanween, which approaches Hamzatul Wasl. Mahdi, the next example. Misbahun al-misbahu.
Misbahun al-misbahu.
Misbahun al-misbahu.
You
just add nil to
can
it.
You, do you know that ayah? Oh, misbahun al-misbahu. Thank you. Hussein Musa, this example. Sawa'an al-aakifu.
Sawa'an al-aakifu.
Sawa'an al-aakifu. MashaAllah. One more example. Aadun al-mursaluna.
Aadun al-mursaluna.
Aadun al-mursaluna.
You add so, nil to it and the word is done.
Oh, yeah. Kasra. That's kasra. It's done. So remember, it doesn't matter you have tanween. Fatha, kasra, or dhamma. Yes? It doesn't, like, you don't have to be confused here. So if it has tanween fatha, oh, مثلا نال قومنو. مثلا نول قومنو. It's fatha, it's dhamma, tanween fatha, tanween kasra. Doesn't matter. You assign that tanween with?
Kasra.
Easy, right?
Yes.
So, repeat these examples with me. مثلاً القوم
مثلاً القوم
يومئذ الحق
يومئذ الحق
فسق اليوم
فسق اليوم
بزينة الكواكب
بزينة الكواكب
do not skip the تنوين okay بزينة الكواكب
بزينة الكواكب
do not for example okay omit that نون sound okay that نون sound should be there if that نون sound is not there it means it's not a تنوين it's a كسرة if you say بزينة الكواكب that's كسرة that's not تنوين the meaning changes okay بزينة الكواكب
بزينة الكواكب
next example okay next example سواء العاكف
سواء العاكف
عاد المرسلون
عاد المرسلون
MashaAllah. And the last example. Misbahun al-misbah.
Misbahun al-misbah.
Fi zujaja. Thank you. That was good. So, thank you so much.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
That was about Tanween when it approaches Hamzatul Wasl. Alhamdulillah, the topics about Iltiqa'u Sakinatain or the meeting of two Sakin letters and also Raf'u Iltiqa'u Sakinatain or prohibition of the Sakin, two Sakin letters from meeting, okay? that as well we have done that, alhamdulillah. So if you don't have any question, so alhamdulillah, that was all about iltiqa al-sakinatain and raf' iltiqa al-sakinatain, the meeting of two sakin letters, and also the prohibition of these two sakin letters. Inshallah, now we will go to Surah An-Nazi'at, okay? As we told you that we will practice and recite this surah. So our brothers here will recite, inshallah, one by one, Surah An-Nazi'at. I want you to get your Quran, respected brothers and sisters. Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem, page 583. But before we start reciting this surah, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Okay, so let's recite Surah An-Nazi'at.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنازعات غرقا.
والنازعات غرقا.
As we recite, okay, while reciting, inshallah, we have to pay attention to the rules that we have studied so far in level 1 and level 2, okay? I mean, the attributes of the letters, Hamzatul Was, Hamzatul Qat, Tanween, whatever we have studied so far, okay? And also, Iltiqa al-Sakinatain. Whenever we approach any of them, we have to apply the rules, okay, that we have studied so far. So,
وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ
نَشْطًا. In these two ayahs, it's very important to pay attention to the attributes of the letters. I mean, the qaf in the previous ayah, it produces a heavy on ah sound, okay? So it has an elevating attribute, okay?
And the
yeah, غرق نشط, right?
So okay. Not the قلقلة نشط.
No, قلقلة no, because it's not talking here.
Yeah.
Okay, the next ayah. والسابحات
سبحا. والسابحات سبحا.
Oh, okay, here we have that قلقلة. It's با ساكن. سبحا. So that ها produces a light sound, a sound. Do you remember I said that happy sound, okay? Yeah. Ha a sound. So it has like a lowering attribute, okay? Lowering sound.
So next, is it like this?
Yeah.
Wasabihati sabha.
Yeah, ha, not ha. Okay, great. Next ayah.
Fasabiqati
sabqa.
Fasabiqati sabqa.
MashaAllah, next ayah. فالمدبرات أمرا.
فالمدبرات أمرا.
أمرا. يوم ترجف الراجفة.
يوم ترجف الراجفة.
Okay. Whenever ra is sakin, and before that there is a fatha, okay, also you have to like apply the elevating attribute of ra.
But here is Zamma.
Where?
Yawma tarjufu.
Oh, no, before that, I'm saying. Before the Ra. Look, before the Ra, we have Fatha, right? Do you need my glasses? Okay. Yawma tar. Ra. Ra, so again, before Ra, we have Fatha.
Ah, yes.
See that? Yawma tarjufu. So, tar. Remember that it produces an elevating sound, okay? So, whenever you see that Ra is sakin, before Ra we have Fatha, again, the elevating attribute of the Ra is here, okay? You have to consider that. How do you say? Yawma tar. Tar.
Yawma tar.
Car. You say car? Say car.
Car.
That Ra sound, okay? It's a heavy sound. Here as well, you apply that. Yawma tarjufu rajifa.
يوم ترجف
الراجفة. ما شاء الله. تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
أبصارها خاشعة
أبصارها خاشعة
Okay, can you tell me why we are not like saying the harakat at the end of the ayahs?
So because it becomes ساكن.
So all of them?
No, when the ayah finishes, the last word becomes ساكن, and you have to what? Only yeah, read it, not the harakat. You don't have to
okay,
read it. Like so here خاشية تون, but we should read خاشية because it.
Yeah.
And Sarah, we've went over this.
Can we in Dhamma, you change it to Sukun? So,
I mean,
next, inshallah, after taking a break, we'll be back. Then each of our brothers here, okay, will recite one ayah and we will check out if they have any mistake, okay? Or, inshallah, they do not have any mistake. But let's see, okay? We will practice the rules, okay? Let's recite a salah once, and we will be back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع طوفا إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about this part of the Kumail supplication. إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري My Allah and my Lord, have I got anyone but you from whom to ask remedy of my affliction and regard for my affairs? We said and we concluded earlier that the true supplicant, the true servant, should seek refuge to only Almighty Allah and no one else for the remedy of his afflictions. He should ask his request to be granted only from the Almighty Allah. And of course, in cases that he has introduced us some mediators. So the true servant should detach himself from anyone and anything, from all creatures of the Almighty Allah. Just like he is in the middle of the ocean, drowning. He has got no one else to turn to, no reliance on anyone and anything other than the Almighty Allah. We mentioned a couple of stories, amazing tales about the instances of Almighty Allah's mercy and attention to the ones who have cut themselves off from anything other than Him. Now let us have a look at another instance. The biography of the King Mahmud Ghaznawi reads, "One day he passed by the seashore. He saw a sorrowful youngster who had spread his net for fishing. There, the king asked the young man the reason for his sadness. He replied, 'My seven brothers and I are poor orphans, and we have an elderly mother. After my father's death, I've been responsible for making a living for my family. But every day, I can catch only one or two fish, which is not sufficient for the expenses of our big family.' The king told him, 'Would you like me to help you with the fishing today?' The young man, of course, accepted. So the king told him again, 'Pull out the net in the name of your co-worker this time.' The young man waited for a while, then took the ropes of the net to pull it out, but he couldn't. So the king and his servants helped him pull it out. When it was pulled out of the water, there were lots of fish in it. After returning to the palace, the king sent someone to bring his co-worker to him. He placed him beside himself, behaving kindly towards him, and everyone said, 'This is a poor man whose place is not beside you.' But the king answered, 'He is my co-worker and should benefit from whatever I possess.' In other words, when the regard of a worldly king improves someone's life to this extent and alleviates his troubles, how influential is the regard of a true king whose perfection is infinite, whose mercy is countless?
Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances, and be gracious to me in all affairs. My God, my nourisher, have I anyone except you from whom I can seek the removal of my afflictions and understanding of my problem?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The Almighty Allah, the absolute cause,
is really merciful, is really having regard for the one who has turned to him for his material and spiritual needs. He is aware of the servants who have cut themselves off from anything and anyone other than him. Allah's regard out of his mercy is a kind of regard that saved Prophet Noah and the believers from the horrible storm. This attention, this regard of the Almighty Allah is the very one that turned Moses' staff into a snake to oppose Pharaoh's tyranny. This is the kind of Allah that rescues the Israelites from among the Nile's turbulent waves. This is the one that saved Prophet Yusuf from the deepness of the dark well, bringing him to the kingdom of Egypt. This is the kind of Allah that responds to the ones who have detached themselves from anyone except him. Brothers and sisters, we are done explaining this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. In explanation of this part of the Kumail supplication as well, I took great help from the commentary on Kumail supplication available at al-islam.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Imam al-Nas wal-Jinnah. You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently observing the third sermon so as to grasp some of the details regarding the wisdom behind Imam Ali alayhi salam's governance. We came across this statement where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the Mariqeen, a group of people called the Khawarij, and he says that the moment Imam Ali alayhi salam began his movement, first there was a group that broke their promises, and then there was a group that left the religion, and basically these were the Khawarij, who, because of their weak understanding, unfortunately, they caused a lot of problems to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they placed many hurdles on the path of truth and true governance. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, نَكَثَتْ طَائِفَةٌ وَمَرَقَتْ أُخْرَى. He complains, he said, one group broke their promises and another group, they left the religion swiftly. They thought they were religious, they assumed that they were pious and good, but unfortunately their hearts were blind.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about this group of people called the Mariqeen, the Khawarij. Yes, this group were religious, holy, seemingly holy, believing, seemingly believing, morally upright, apparently. They would beseech to Allah in the middle of the nights. They would cry and weep to God. But unfortunately, they were weak-minded, ignorant, foolish, and crooked in their thinking. They were biased. They were fundamentalists without thought. If there is a fundamentalist person but has thought, then apparently, that's a very good thing. We should be fundamentalists. We should have good fundamentals which we stick to and adhere to. But if that is without thought and understanding, then that can be very dangerous. That form of submissiveness is rather a dangerous thing that can destroy a person. And that is why in another place Imam Ali alayhi salam says, in another section of his words, he says, Al-muta'abbid bi-ghayri ilmin ka-himari al-tahuna, that a submissive person, a subservient person, a person who worships but without knowledge, is like a donkey that turns around a grinding machine. كَحِمَارِ الطَّاحُونَ,